Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Shock and mourning across the city after an NYPD officer and three other people were killed in a shooting at a Midtown office building. 1010 Winds team coverage begins with Glenn Shuck in Midtown.
I'm right now directly in front of the building here. Within about 10 minutes, I just finally cleared this area out completely. So traffic is flowing again here, but still a lot of cops in front of 345 Park. They spent the night going through the BMW, which they say the suspect, a 27-year-old Shane Tamura, drove all the way from Nevada here to New York and then parked it in front of the building yesterday, got out with that rifle, walked into the lobby and started shooting, killing police officer Didarul Islam, and he was working off-duty as a security guard in the building. Tamura then allegedly killing two others before taking an elevator to the 33rd floor, where he shot and killed a woman there before turning the gun on himself. Let's hear from the mayor.
You know, hearts are heavy. Five innocent people shot tonight. We lost four souls to another senseless act of gun violence, including a member of the New York City Police Department office.
Now, at that press conference, the police commissioner Tisch had pointed out that Tamura had been suffering from mental health issues, but we have additional multiple reports this morning that Tamura had a suicide note on him claiming that he suffered from the brain disease CTE after playing football as a youth, and that he had grievances apparently in this note with the NFL. We should note the NFL has offices in this building. Again, these are reports this morning. We wait to see if there's confirmation on that from police or the mayor later on this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here outside 345 Park.
Now more on Officer Islam with 1010 Winds' Marla Diamond.
Didarul Islam was the first to die when the gunman opened fire in the lobby of the building where Islam was working security, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Officer Islam was married with two young boys. His wife is pregnant with their third child. He's assigned to the 4-7 precinct in the Bronx. He was doing the job that we asked him to do. He put himself in harm's way. He made the ultimate sacrifice.
Islam came to America from Bangladesh and worked as a security guard at a school before joining the NYPD 4 years ago. He was a respected member of the community who encouraged others at his mosque to join the NYPD. Officer Islam was just 36 years old. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the scene of the shooting in Midtown.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the injured survivor is a league employee. In a statement, Goodell said he was seriously hurt but is in stable condition. And Goodell says the rest of the league's employees are accounted for. Now, mayoral candidates are weighing in as well. Democratic nominee Zoran Mamdani saying he's heartbroken and holding the victims and families in his thoughts. Independent Andrew Cuomo says he's horrified, grateful for the first responders. Republican Curtis Sliwa also offering prayers and gratitude, as many other city officials are. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest developments. Well, get ready for the record. The heat wave peaks today. Temperatures close to the record of 99. Let's get the latest with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, this is day two of our heat wave, and we're expecting temperatures to head toward that record of 99 set in 1949, but it's not just the sunshine and the heat and highs of 98, but the real field temperature, the humidity is very high, so the real fields will reach 105 this afternoon, and it's going to be very uncomfortable again tomorrow with sunshine and some clouds and a high of 94, but we do expect the heat to break after that. Showers and thunderstorms could lead to some flooding concerns later Thursday and Thursday night before we set things up for a nice weekend.
Now, Con Ed says it is mobilizing extra crews to keep service going throughout the heat wave, and they're also urging folks to use energy wisely to stay comfortable and safe. Of course, as the heat wave goes on, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info. We'll get you through. Police are still looking for suspects in the shooting deaths of two young men in the parking lot of a Bronx park. This happened just after 5:30 a.m. yesterday in a lot on the north side of Ferry Point Park on Schley Avenue in the Throgsneck section. Police say two masked suspects on scooters just drove up and opened fire. 22-year-old Gabriel Alvarez and 21-year-old Adam Waldrop died. No word so far on what might have sparked the shooting. Mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa getting into a new cause, leading the search for the man who set a dog on fire in Queens. This incident happened last week. Horrific surveillance video showing the man dragging the motionless animal to a spot near 128th Street on 116th Avenue just before 5 a.m., then setting it on fire. ASPCA says it's unclear when the poor thing died. NYPD is doing a necropsy. Sliwa, the Republican candidate who is also running on the Protect Animals ballot line, led a search yesterday afternoon. He says the city treats animals as property and claims officials release suspects in cruelty cases without consequences. Now, police have put out surveillance video of this suspect. You can see it at 1010winds.com, and anybody with info is urged to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.